Hello, Martine from iMake here. Since I'm not going to have time to do a full podcast episode before the end of the year, bearing in mind it's New Year's Eve tomorrow, I just thought a little Happy New Year audio boo would be in order. So to all of my blog readers and podcast listeners, I just want to wish you all the best for 2012. I hope you've had a brilliant year. Certainly my year with an iMake hat on has been fantastic. I've been delighted with the progress of the blog and the podcast, and I've developed a lovely community around both. And, you know, I wouldn't continue to do it if I didn't have such wonderful readers and listeners. So this is a great opportunity for me to say thank you to you all. As I said, I hope you've had a good 2011, and I hope 2012 holds lots of exciting things in store for you. Also, if you celebrate Christmas, I hope you've had a good one. I certainly did. Christmas Day was lovely. My lunch went well. I did a very large boned and rolled turkey, which was also stuffed. I only cooked for 5 people, but managed to cook a turkey which was twice as big as it needed to be. Although I have to say, that's what I've done every year for the past 5 years or so, and my husband, who is slightly obsessed with cold turkey, has never complained about it. I was spoilt. I had some lovely gifts. In particular, I'm a bit of I'm a bit obsessed with craft books, as I think most of you will be aware. So I had lots of lovely knitting and craft books, and I intend to do a review of a couple of those during the first month of next year, just to give you a bit of an idea of what I'm reading and what I think of it. So that was really nice. Also, I gave myself a little treat for Christmas, and that was I resubscribed to Audible, so I'm getting an audiobook every month again, which I'm really enjoying. As many of you will be aware, I also had an early Christmas present of a guitar, so 2012, one of my resolutions will be to continue practicing that. No doubt there will be a blog post about my crafty New Year's resolutions coming up, so please do keep an eye out. I'm looking forward to New Year's Eve tomorrow. We'll be spending it with a group of friends, Isla, who has been mentioned on the blog before, and her partner Gary, her fiancé, in fact. So we're looking forward to seeing them tomorrow for New Year's Eve, and I'm sure it will be a party and a half, if Isla's previous parties are anything to go by. So thoughts for the new year, really. I really hope that iMake continues to go from strength to strength in 2012. I want to maintain a regular podcasting schedule. For the majority of 2011, I got 2 podcast episodes out every month. And if I can continue that, perhaps with a few breaks at important parts of the year, then I'd be really chuffed. If you check out www.imake.gg, you'll see this week I've done a review of 2011, and that was a really interesting experience for me to see sort of the regularity of the podcasts and you know, the content of the blogs that I was producing. So I'm hoping that for 2012 I continue that and actually build on it. I'm not talking about sort of podcasting and blogging with greater regularity. I'm just hoping to bring more good content. I want to talk to my listeners and readers, find out what they want from me, and try and, you know, make sure the content is absolutely right. I've also got some thoughts for next year about writing an ebook. I won't say sort of too much about it at this stage, but I've got so many thoughts in my head that I think some of it isn't for the blog, some of it's for an ebook. So I'm hoping that that's going to come to fruition. Watch this space, and perhaps do a few tutorial videos, although I am a little bit camera shy. So I know that's surprising, but I've got some ideas, and some of them I will definitely be sharing with you very, very soon. So all that remains to be said is thank you again for your support in 2011. I look forward to welcoming you back in 2012 with open arms. Have a wonderful New Year's Eve if you're partying or doing anything at all for New Year's Eve to celebrate, and best wishes for 2012. Over and out.